We've all experienced doubting. Unfortunate effects of doubting. It keeps us stuck and it just makes us miserable. We've all been there. But on today's episode, we'll talk about doubting and how it hinders our progress in whatever our aspirations, what aspirations we have in place, but also how to combat that, not in an angry way, but as a warrior, a mindful warrior, one having a purpose and journey and a destination and getting there without the annoyance of doubts. Let's talk about this, ladies and gentlemen. This is Aging Well Talk Radio, and I am your show host, Yvette. Welcome, everyone. Shalom. Bienvenidos. Marhaba. Welcome, one and all. Thank you so very much for joining me. I am your show host once again, Yvette, and I'm delighted that you've come to spend this moment or two with me. Thank you. So doubting, we've all had that where, hey, we've been doing well, we're on track, and we're getting into those action steps, and then maybe someone said something to us, and or ourselves, we read something or heard someone else's similar experience, and then, oh my goodness, an old friend, well, I shouldn't say friend, really a foe, but this old familiar feeling called doubt enters and creeps into, actually infiltrates our healthy mindset. And I say healthy because when we're moving forward and we're with purpose and knowing where we're going, then that's a healthy mindset, destination that we're getting to with a particular goal. But when doubt sets in, everything goes haywire. Even your self-talk begins to change. Isn't that right? Yeah. Can you recall a time when you were doing so great and someone said something to you, or you read something or heard something, and then you started thinking, what am I thinking of? I can't do this. Why am I working so hard? Why am I investing so much time in this? This is going to go nowhere. You know, this is quite common with content creators that start out thinking that they can have tons and tons of followers. This takes time. Any type of social media, unless you something scandalous, something outrageous, sometimes unfortunately even negativity attracts a crowd. Maybe they use the right clickbait, and they do, okay, and or you're a celebrity and you gather a lot of followers. But the truth is, there's lots of great content creators out there. There's one in particular I was listening to last night, and I thought he was really good, and I was really surprised by his followers. And I said, he should have millions of followers. It's such great content. And I thought to myself, wow, you see, you never know. But it all depends, of course, on the marketing. It's a hit or miss type of thing. And quite often doubt will set in. And when someone begins to podcast or YouTube, they think, do I want to invest this time in something that there's no guarantee? That's why I tell you, if you're going to undertake content creating, you've got to try it. And if you like it, great. You're going to do it because you have a passion for it. You enjoy it. It's so much fun. And it's very healing at the same time. Most people that start podcasts, did you know, or YouTube, I mean, at least it's my personal opinion. I haven't heard that or seen it written somewhere. Maybe I didn't see it, but I will tell you that from my experience, it's always been someone needing to give. They wanted to tithe. Maybe in their own life, they're going through a particular situation. And not only will it help someone else, but heal themselves. That's why when you hear counseling or people sharing their story someone who is recuperated, recovered from an addiction of some kind, and they tell their story, they make great coaches because they've walk that path. And when you're going through something, you don't really want to hear someone say, I understand, you'll get through this, because it makes you feel isolated. But when you're with someone else telling you, no, we're going to get through this together. Why? Because that person has walked that path and they're going to be with you. You don't feel so alone anymore. So that's why many people get into podcasts and YouTube. They want to share their story in order to be of service. That's a big thing. I talk about that a lot here, you know. If you're with me, you know that I talk about purpose, and our purpose is to live a good life. Because when you live a good life, you begin to serve. And serving, that's when your gifts kick in. You use your gifts, so you serve maybe as a teacher, as a speaker, a coach, an artist, a musician. But I will tell you something as we talk about doubting and how doubts come in from other people. A side note, don't tell people the things that you're going to do, your aspirations, your dreams, your goals, even in your social circle, which you would think are well-meaning. And they are, for the most part. Sometimes little jealous hearts, the green-eyed monster, can surface up. But when you tell even well-meaning people who love you, they don't want to see you hurt, so they might want to keep you nice and safe in your little space. And then what happens? You don't come out of your comfort zone because doubt sets in. Why are you going to change, my love, this job that's so secure? Why do you want to leave the country to go pursue a pastry or a baking career? I mean, all these things that people want to do that seem so outrageous, but it's coming outside of our comfort zone. That moment of, wow, I think I can do this. I know I can do this. You know, that sense of curiosity and wonder. We tend to tuck it in because many of our loved ones, well, they want to keep us safe, and they want to keep you in a tucked away in a place you won't get hurt. But the truth is, life is made up also of those risks that we take. But when you want to do something, nothing makes you feel worse at the end of the day, meaning as you continue to age or reach the end of your life experience here, than knowing that you didn't try something that you really had wanted to do in your heart. Okay, so doubting hinders your progress. It keeps you stuck. Don't tell anyone your dreams. And in order to not allow, because negativity will come into your space, ladies and gentlemen, when there's doubt. I can't do this. Negative talk. I can't do, what am I thinking about? I'm so dumb. Why don't I just, I have something good. Why am I not grateful? No. The first thing you're going to do is you must make a pact with yourself, a commitment with yourself, with your body, mind, and soul, your heart, your entire self. Write it down, pen to paper time, not finger to keyboard time, pen to paper time. There's something psychological that happens when you write it. Things come to pass. So write it on index cards, my favorite post-it notes, because I can put them everywhere. And then if I don't want to share it, what did I tell you? I don't want to share it with people. I can always remove those post-it notes very easy from my space if someone's going to be around my space. But this gently reminds you, it constantly keeps it in your mind that you're headed somewhere, that you have a commitment, a mission, a promise, an agreement with yourself. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we want to take control of things that are way beyond our control. So what are we doing? Don't do that. Face it, know it, say it, you know, just say it. Okay, I have no control over this. Why am I wasting my time on this? And push it aside, because we've spoken about that here. You don't want to waste your precious, valuable time. And it is. You may be 20, you may be 30, thinking, I have the whole world, and may God give you a whole bunch of days ahead of you, a whole lifetime ahead of you. But we really don't know what we have, what tomorrow will bring. As you know, life can change in a heartbeat, in a blink of an eye, all right? So face it, you can't control a particular situation. Put it aside and focus on what you do have control over. I'm very big on that. You will hear me talk about that, and I will share this. Listen, I have no sponsors here, and there never will be. I don't have any ads. Well, not because if you see ads, they have nothing to do with me. I'm not compensated for it. I'm here to share my journey with you. Whether you subscribe or you don't subscribe, you come here once in a while, whatever it is, there's a message for everyone. And I hope that this message, I believe, is for everyone, okay? Don't waste your God-given gift of time. This is a precious, beautiful gift, okay? So when you decide that you can't control a particular thing and focus on what you can control, and then you keep steady on your path of whatever your dream is, not telling your dreams to anyone else, not allowing doubt to creep in. And when it does, what are you going to do? Yes, you're going to go to these little sticky notes or whatever you have and read it. Read it over. Read it over. Hey, put it into your digital recorder on your phone, okay? So you can hear your own voice. It's something when you hear your own voice saying it. Or if you do trust someone with your dream, because sometimes there are people that's so wonderful with people that they're with you. They make you not feel alone. They're like, hey, you want to do this? I'm all in. I will support you with this. I'm here to listen. And that's what people want to do. Not, I don't want to hear your thoughts. I want to know that you're with me and you support me. So you can tell them and they could record something for you. There's something remarkable when you hear another voice as well saying, hey, I know you can do this. You made an agreement with yourself and I know you've got this. That also is very helpful. So when you do all this, something called faith and trust kicks in. Oh man. So if you're a person of faith, you have faith in God that nothing's impossible with the creator of everything. There's faith in God. Having faith in yourself, faith and trust in yourself. If you can't be your own best cheerleader and fan, you're already in trouble, okay? You've got to believe in yourself and truly believe in yourself, but it takes work on your part. And even in the beginning, you may not have it, but write it down anyway. When doubt enters your mind, it will hinder your progress. We don't want that to happen. So it's just one thing I've asked you to do if you're so called to it, is write it down on, I like sticky notes, but you could write it on anything. You can write it on index cards. Just place it around where you have access to it. And I like to put them even in my car. And then I just a little sticky note because I could remove them so no one has to see them. It's not because I'm ashamed. It's again, it's my dream. And until this dream has come to pass, nobody's going to be the wiser of it. It's my secret, okay? So what happens when we're on this journey for our aspiring to get to our dream? Faith and trust. That's very, very big. And I could go, I wanted to share something else, but I think I'm going to keep this short for you. So those of you who struggle with doubts, try this. Perhaps it will help you. And know, and listen to this episode over and over again. How many minutes is it? 12 minutes. I'm going to shut it close. I'm going to keep it now, end it so you can just hear it anytime you want and it's not too long. And I'm here to tell you, listen to me. You got this. You can do it. When doubt begins to enter your mind, you have control. Remember, there's a lot of things we don't have control of, but we have a lot of control of things. And mastering your thoughts is a really important thing. Don't worry with what you can't control. Focus on what you can and keep moving forward. Keep the naysayers out of your mind. You've got this. Oh my goodness, you can do great things with your life. And remember, your purpose in life is to live a good life. And then when you live a good life, you don't realize it, but you're of service to other people through your own gifts that have been given to you. I hope that this episode is an asset to you. I speak to you from my heart, from my experience, and a lot of mistakes that I've made, ladies and gentlemen, in my life. So I hope that it makes your life less pebble-filled. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day. Until we meet again, this is Yvette, your show host. Bye for now.